Hi guys, this is Josie and welcome to another episode of Social Jump Shot. We are starting off season 2, episode 1 right now. Now, we are going to be discussing toxicity in the workplace or working in a toxic environment. You know, we're going to highlight the signs and how it affects each and everyone in the workplace. Basically, an unhealthy working environment can be a significant source of stress for employees and employers alike. So this is not just based on employees, but employers or managers, so to speak. So it basically impacts individuals professionally, and it impacts them personally as well. You know, having strategies for dealing with unhealthy working environment can really help you to feel empowered to actually improve your situation, you know, that you're actually in. Most times, you know, the unhealthy working environment is one that is basically characterized by ineffective or negative communication. Sometimes it's also unprofessional or dishonest behavior, you know. And I have so many experience in this field, so I am very passionate about this, you know. And most times it's actually a strained relationship between the employees and the office leadership. Examples. I can't give many examples, but sometimes, you know, there is a work culture where, you know, sometimes your co-workers, they micromanage or undermine each other, and that results in you know, a little tension there. Sometimes people take credit for your work, like, and you know, the best thing about it is you just let them go, because at the end of the day you might never know what can happen. I mean, the Bible said, give Caesar what's due to Caesar. Wait, did it ever say that? Or, guys, I need someone to correct me if that's wrong. But I know something, they were saying that says, give Caesar what's due to Caesar. But sometimes, you know, as Caesar, you just have to let it go. Just let it go. And, you know, everything would actually work in your favor. And, you know, yeah, that's just it. And then there is the gossiping or the speaking negatively about one another. Or sometimes, you know, the employers or the managers or superiors, they retaliate against the employees who basically confront workplace challenges. They seek to demine you and attempt to actually make you feel inferior, you know? And that's not how it should actually be. Being in a superior position does not actually give you authority to try to demean or try to behave as if you are the ruler of. You're basically here to supervise and to ensure that everything runs smoothly. But sometimes these superiors, they tend to think that and the line staff has no right. You know, basically you're there and you're just there and you have to do what I say, and I don't have to tell you why you need to do this. You just need to do it and shut up. That is the demeanor that they have. That's the thought that they have, you know, and it's very disgusting. You know? And you know, sometimes when you are in an unhealthy working environment, you need to find out what you need to do to get these issues resolved, you know? And I can give you some tips. I've been in that situation before. Probably. I'm probably currently in that situation. Who knows? You know, sometimes tips are very helpful. And I know most times when I do my podcast, I have a lot of persons who can really, really relate to what I'm saying. And, you know, they give me their feedback. And I'm letting you know that. I appreciate you guys, you know. It's good when I can speak and, you know, people can understand, what someone is actually going through and they can actually relate. Not that it's a good thing, because it's not easy going through something, and you know, everybody's going through it. Why can't everything just be okay? But again, that's not life, so it is what it is, right, guys? So I can definitely give some tips based on experience on how to make an approach, or what to do when you are actually in an unhealthy working environment. Now, you have to find co-workers with similar values like yourself, you know, being genuine, being focused, knows what the goal and the mission of the organization is, and going forward to actually get that, to try to reach that goal or to maintain that goal. Because, you know, sometimes a company is probably already there and you have a reputation to maintain and to hold. You need to have, you know, co-workers with similar values as yourself. Now, sometimes, you know, there are superiors who try to divide and conquer, per se, you know, and most times in a situation like that, it is rare that you can find a co-worker with similar values as yourself, because everybody is for themselves, everybody is hunting for themselves, so there's no unity, and it is very hard to find a co-worker with similar values, you know. And if it's a case where you cannot find someone with similar values, you basically have to skip. But if you can, kudos to you, and kudos to that person that you find, because it is very rare. Now, if it's a case where you cannot find someone with similar work values as yourself, what you can do is to confront the issue individually. Go to where the toxicity is, you know, try to find out what's going on, why, because, you know, sometimes, let me tell you, working or being anywhere as a group, whether it's school or work or church, is not gonna be all butterflies and rainbows. I can tell you, normally upon induction, you are told about the organization and its goals and its mission and how, what it's like actually working at the place, but when you're actually there, it's totally different. And nowhere is perfect. You got to understand, everybody needs to know that nowhere at all is perfect, you know. It's never ever gonna be sunshine and rainbows all day every day. You might have your 1 or 2 days, and that's fine. Enjoy it while it enjoy the moment while you're actually in it, but there are times when everybody's under pressure and you just have to push through, right? And even though sometimes we are under pressure, it is not any reason at all for negativity in an environment, if you understand what I'm saying, guys. If we find negativity, we need to attack it. We need to find out what's going on. How are you doing today? You know, do some little motivational quotes around the office, you know. Try to give a little jokes, you know. But if it's a case where the toxicity is very thick, the negativity is thick, the hypocrisy is thick, everything is thick, it might be a challenge for you, but that doesn't mean you should stop. You know, if you like what you do, you like your job, just keep on pushing. But you know, at the end of the day, I don't think anybody at all should be fighting to do their job, but fighting to get an healthy environment. You know, sometimes we all have our bad days, but it doesn't mean that we should come in and step in the place and have a negative face and a sourpuss attitude. It does not work, you know. Face expressions, I mean, I am not the best at face expressions, I can tell you this, but it's just, with me, I have a very chirpy mind. I will be there and I'm thinking a lot of happy things. I'm thinking about, you know, lunch, or thinking about where I could go, or thinking about somewhere I've been before, and I have a straight face, you know. And people on the outside, I'm told that I have a RB face, resting B face, or it's a resting face, if you guys know what I mean. And you know, I'm told that it's not, it's like I'm afraid to approach you because you're so serious. But really and truly, in my mind, I'm at a happy place. And maybe it's like that for other persons. And that's why I have made steps to improve facial expressions, because that can also throw people off. And I've improved so much on that, you know? So, I mean, it's very important to have a good facial expression and, you know,
try to ensure that
really and truly you're not throwing anybody off. Alright, so what you can also do if you're in an unhealthy working environment is to basically focus on your work. Just do your work. You really need to do your work, you know? And you can also document what's going on. You know, sometimes we have some instances where there are a little, what's the word? Altercations. Small-scaled altercations in the workplace. You need to document it. Write it down, because some point in time it's going to come up that you did this and you did that. And you need to have the date and time and everything, so you can back yourself up. You know? Document everything. Because unhealthy environments are often characterized by a lack of trust and challenges with communication. So to protect yourself from termination or other wrongdoing, you have to document everything. This includes all requests for time off sometimes, any discussion for deadlines or specific commitments, or action steps from any previous meetings. And sometimes it's very important to have that if you want to escalate to any issue that you're having. This keeps the conflict resolution process objective, and it matters that it can help prevent any attempt at retaliation. And it also ensures that you are aware of the concerns from your perspective. And you need to lead by example. So if you want to see a positive light from your employees, you need to model a positive light to your employees, because it can be a productive solution, you understand, if you find yourself in an unhealthy working environment. Sometimes it is not easy. You hear all of this and it's like, hey, easier said than done. But guys, we need to understand that we have a goal. And everywhere that you work, there might be challenges, or there will be challenges, and you have to know your why. Always remember your why. Why am I working here? Why did I apply here? Why am I excited to get the job? Why did I accept the job? You know, and always remember your why, and that is what will keep you going. Being proactive is sometimes hard in a negative or unhealthy working environment, because no matter how much you put in any form of team building activities, any outings, any pixie thingy, or anything that would make a team feel good, they might not want to do it, you know. And then I'm going to discuss the final tip. If you attempt to change a workplace environment in a work, you be proactive, you do this, you do that, you try to ensure, say, you do everything you need to do, you confront the person, you try to find other co-worker with similar values, and it's just not working, then that's where you plan your exit. Yeah. If the environment is too toxic, try to change it. And you try to change already. And if it don't work, update your resume. Share research new job opportunity and begin a formal search. You know, it will also require you considering your departure timeline and whether or not you will leave before you find another job. If you do leave, you may want to request probably an exit interview. I know most companies do an exit interview, and you can share your feedback about your experience and your reasons for leaving. And you know, sometimes this can help organizations to make changes that will benefit any future employee. So it's just what it is, and we just have to always remember our why and work towards our goals. And you know, I have been in toxic work environment, as I said, and you know, you have to just work through it. What else can you do if you're not an entrepreneur? You can seek to become one, but there's always gonna be issues everywhere you go. But you know, sometimes it's always better to work for yourself or to employ yourself, to be self-employed. There is a certain joy that comes with paying yourself and paying others, and you feel very successful, and you know, it can happen. So if that's on your plate, go ahead and do it. Not everybody can handle the 9-to-5 thing, the 9-to-5 lifestyle, and some persons are just meant to be in the 9-to-5 and work and, you know, matriculate and uplift themselves to an higher positions. You know, I've known persons who, you know, have been stewards, and they worked and they worked and they worked and they became managers and all the way up to board of director. So it's not impossible, it's just your vision. It's always remembering your why. Always remembering your why. Alright guys, it has been a pleasure talking to you guys, and I know for a fact that if you are this far in the podcast, you guys stayed and you guys listened. I want to tell you guys thank you. I appreciate you guys so very much, you know, for taking the time out to listen to my podcast, guys. Episode 2 will be up very soon. I am planning to maintain, you know, my purpose, and my purpose that I implemented when I started this podcast was to share a lot of lifelong learning and discussions, and you know, what's going on in the world. So I'm planning to maintain being on here every time, every chance I get. It's not easy because we all have lives, but you know, I started this podcast with a mission, and I'm going to ensure that I complete this or I maintain this. Why am I repeating myself? I don't know. But thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate you. Thank you for taking the time out. Season 2, episode 1. Thank you for making it social. Jump shot. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.